Why did you need three controllers for that?
First I wanted to try use one of these other ones, and then I realized it'd be faster just to use my USB-C connection, which I already had, as opposed to these other ones, which is like a micro USB thing. I thought I could just connect it with Bluetooth, but I couldn't figure it out.
Do you know where the Bluetooth setting is in your computer?
Yes.
Did it work?
No, but I'm sure it was my fault. I'm sure I did it wrong.
Oh, me too.
Hello, welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast for, when's this going up?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, the 24th of July. This month's almost done, that's crazy.
Right.
Summer's almost over.
Can't wait for the kids to go back to school!
This is, I'm feeling old today because freaking, like, that Avatar person, like, here's the schedule for Avatar movies. It's like, Avatar 5, and like, 2028, and I'm like, I'll be in my 40s.
Yeah, cool.
Don't announce release dates for things when I'm in my 40s. I don't like that. gosh, this is Mike Minani, joined by my brother AJ. How's it going?
Oh, just delightful.
Yeah, good. So, yeah, we have Microsoft had their big Xbox games showcase. So we should get talking about that, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll dive into that if there's anything else you want to bring up, as long as it's not a mobile game or like Guitar Hero tracks or something about some new live cloud streaming thing. We can talk about those.
Okay.
Did I miss anything?
We can't talk about xCloud being part of Game Pass Ultimate.
Well, it is. Great.
Okay, cool.
Good.
Okay, Halo, I guess we should start where they started.
Which I guess, you know, we would have always thought they would start there.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, were they going to start with it or end with it, I guess was the question. But I'm glad they started with it. Because
You have to end with a surprise, which, you know, we'll get to. But yeah, you gotta do Halo. I think it, you know, looks good.
Yeah, it does. It's weird. It's like, there's nothing wrong with what they showed. And this just kind of happened. It's like, yeah, it's...
I guess I was...
It's what I thought it would be.
I guess I was almost kind of... I don't know if expecting. I guess I was kind of expecting, maybe more hoping, for something about it to kind of blow my mind a bit. Another thing about it, like, did they even really... If it is an open-world Halo game, like people are saying, they didn't really do anything to showcase
right, it
that.
Almost, like... It almost needed one of those videos, I'm trying to think who else does them, but, like, where a voice is like, in Halo Infinite, the world of Halo is yours to explore, and then just, like have, like, a highlight reel of, like, why this open world matters. Right. There was one part where he opened up a map,
yeah,
you could see, like, the three gun placements, and he picked the one and went to it, so, like, I think it'll be cool to play it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Halo games always feel really good, but, like, I mean, especially because people didn't like Halo 5, and these are still... Those people.
Right? Well, this is very much, it feels like a big throwback to the first game.
Right, this is very much a reaction to people who are not like Halo 5. We're just kind of
going back to a Halo. It looks like Halo. You're playing as Master Chief. I like Darren DePaul as the bad guy.
Yeah, although, I mean, his, like, bad guy speech at the end was certainly a bad guy speech.
Oh, sure.
But not that I would think Halo
does that. Yeah,
right. I mean, sure, whatever. But, I mean, the most impressive thing to me about the game is just the really steady frame rate. The, you know, everything was smooth. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, super, you know, impressive, like, graphics.
Well, I saw this tweeted. I couldn't verify it yet, so take it with a grain of salt, I guess. But I guess, like... Ray tracing is getting added to the game.
It's getting added after. Well, that's kind of weird.
Right? Like, get that ready.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? Like, think about all these games that have been delayed. Like, most of them, most AAA games are delayed. Like, this is the one game that just can't be delayed.
Right.
It's got
to
come out.
Yeah, maybe it does have to do with that.
It's just like, all right, well, you know, you got to get out there. So maybe that's some of it. Because, like, you know, the textures aren't super detailed, you know, and the screen, it's weird because in motion it looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like, oh, wow, this is big next gen. It looks fine. When you see screenshots, you're like, ugh. Imagine if they, I'm glad they started with the gameplay. If screenshots happen first, like, you've seen the one screenshot.
Yeah, that everyone's kind of fixated on.
There's, like, a Frogman cosplaying as Mega Man. It's like, what? Yeah. So that's a little bizarre. But, I mean, you know, I'm not, I've never been a big Halo guy anyways. So, like, to me, it looks fine.
Well, since we're less than 6 months from Halo Infinite coming out, I guess it's time for me to be Halo 5, because that's usually what I do.
Do you really want to? Does it even matter? Like, is there actual continuity?
Yeah.
Between this and
the
story?
Yeah, no, it does take place after. I don't know what happened to the end of Halo 5, so I guess I should find out.
I mean, I assume that Locke guy is not in this one.
No, it doesn't sound like it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Big swing and a miss there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, but I mean, this is the launch game. This is it. Mm-hmm. Really. I mean, it's the only one we know. Right. Well, I think with Tetris Effect is coming out on launch, and there's one other thing maybe, but yeah, that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's fine. It's Halo. It's definitely a big franchise to have. But I'm not sure. Like, I'm not seeing like what is like. Whoa, this is like the Halo game I can finally care about if I don't care about Halo. Certainly not.
Right. That. I mean, what has going for it? And again, honestly, I think was the bigger takeaway of this whole event is it's just going to be on Game Pass. So,
well,
no,
I mean,
no
yeah.
barrier to entry
and
there.
Like, that I mean, I get it. Game Pass is an incredible deal. It's the best deal in gaming. But like, part of me is a little sick of like. But Game Pass, like, yes, I know. And, like, all these games are going to come to Game Pass, and it makes that even more valuable, and that's great. And we'll kind of talk about the philosophy of this show later, but, like, it was almost a better showcase for Game Pass than it was for some new system that's coming.
And I think they're okay with that.
I think maybe they are. I wonder if that's misguided or not. Like, they still have a system to sell. Like,
and they'll sell.
Will they? Why? Because you said so? Right? I mean... Is it gonna sell? Because like, how do you sell a new system? You wow people with like your big new games. Well, and now these are also running on the Xbox One. Like, that you know the Halo game. This whole presentation, if you had showed it to me, and been like, this is E3 2020 Xbox One games. Here's the new Xbox One games coming out this year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have totally believed you. And to be fair, for like 95% of what Sony showed with PlayStation 5, it's the same kind of thing.
Right.
Like, they at least had Ratchet and Clank, though,
right.
Like the one thing.
This showcase was missing that Ratchet and Clank going through the portals moment.
Yeah.
The closest they got was that Medium game where it's like the two worlds happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that feels kind of like, okay, you need like the faster hard drives and stuff to do that. But yeah, like, and again, so much of what both these systems are bringing as far as improvements, I feel are too tangible to just show in a video.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot of it really is like, hey, we can do better frame rates now while having 4K resolutions and, yeah. You know, faster load times. It is striking just how different it is from when we were kids and it was like new consoles coming out.
Yeah.
The graphics
here's
for
Sonic
every
Adventure.
Single game are going to be significantly better.
Yeah.
Even some game about walking around a stupid Universal theme park is going to probably look better than like every Nintendo 64 game.
Right.
Like that's just how it was and it's never going to be like that again.
Mm-mm.
But I don't know. What's State of Decay 3 was next, which is a CG
sure.
trailer.
Sure, I never played much of 2.
Survival game, zombie game.
Yeah, but it has its fans. I mean, it must
I'm
if
sure.
they decide to make a third one.
I'm sure. What else?
Forza looked real pretty.
Yeah, I was actually writing during this, so I wasn't paying too close attention. I assume it was some nice looking cars.
Yes, well, the issue there is, for me, they said like they're early in development, which is weird, because like... Traditionally, we should have been getting a new Forza this fall.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that would be a really good launch though, right?
Right.
Like, the new Forza.
And, well, the other thing, too, I don't know if you've picked up on this, but a lot of games would not say Xbox One at the end. And
a lot of the ones that are further out.
Right. And
including this one.
Forza was one of them. Because Phil Spencer has said that the basic plan is for the next couple years, they're not going to put out anything that's Series X exclusive.
Right.
Which tells you that... Fable and Forza and Everwild
and the Obsidian one.
Yeah, like not
Avalon.
Yeah,
that's
Avow. That's it.
Yeah.
They're a couple years off at least, you know.
Yeah,
which is a bummer because again, like
right, but I mean that was true for a lot of the Sony stuff too.
Right,
like Horizon.
Forza is the one. It's like I shouldn't have to wait that long for a new Forza. I feel like I don't know.
Yeah, I know that one. That is the one I would have thought. Like, oh, yeah, we're getting that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But I mean, you know, there were a lot of games that, like, I wanted to see more of that I would have thought we'd see more. Like Hellblade 2. I'm surprised how little we saw of that.
Yeah, I think they kind of blew their load on that at the Game Awards. And...
Right, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can do one teaser for a game. This was basically, like, another teaser. Like, mm-hmm. No, do the teaser and then show it to me again when you have, like, gameplay. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Everwild, like, not much... I still don't really quite understand.
Yeah, but I want it.
It looks great.
Incredible.
I think. I mean, I feel like it's basically just like Sea of Thieves, but like Woods fantasy, which is fine. You know, I'm
right.
Yeah, sure. But I kind of want to understand that a bit more.
Right. But it looks incredible.
Yeah, no, it looks cool.
Visually, it looks pretty good.
Like, Psychonauts 2 looks really good. Now, but, like, that's coming to other platforms. That was a crowdfunded game. But, like, you could kind of see that, like, that's had some Microsoft money pumped into it.
Oh, well, Tim Schafer said, like, if Microsoft hadn't bought them, the game wouldn't have boss fights.
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's how, like, strapped they were for cash.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so that, like, that's actually looking pretty special now.
And, like, I text you guys, but it makes me very happy that Jack Black and Tim Schafer are friends.
Oh, yeah. The song was fun.
Yes.
Now, that game actually looked really good. So that one, I'm really excited. But again, like, not even, like, a Xbox platform exclusive for that.
Right.
But Avowed does look really good. I'm sure you're excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Obsidian.
Is Avowed the name now? It seems
Avowed.
Like a few letter.
Avowed.
Avowed. I was like, past I tense. Feel like there was more letters.
We already avowed them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Obsidian's Fallout game was pretty damn good. So let's see what their Skyrim game is like.
Well, now they're making a Skyrim game with Microsoft money.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, that's going to be exciting. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's that expansion for Distant. I need to go back into that. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. Distant World. Well, the expansions are going to be like those mid-game kind of expansions. Also, technically, those aren't Game Pass. You'll get a discount.
Interesting.
So, a little bit of a
cheat. What do you mean mid-game? You mean like how, like, in Elder Scrolls 4, you could just go to the Shimmering Isles whenever?
Yeah. It'll be like that. It's not going to be, like, post-story DLC.
That's how that usually is in Fallout and,
right.
And all of those things.
But, yeah. So, the thing I thought was they didn't make as big a deal as they should have was the announcement of Destiny 2. We already knew it was going to get, like, a Series X conversion. But they announced it coming to Game Pass, but then when the new expansion, what's it called?
Something Light.
Yeah, that one.
The one where it's like, what about the darkness?
Yeah.
I said on Twitter, any game that's about the darkness, if it lasts for more than 2 years, there's at some point some expansion or update or
story,
sequel where it's like, but what about the darkness? Is anyone considered the darkness?
Yeah, right. But that expansion is Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I think it's kind of cool. I think that Destiny 2 is not...
It's not that juggernaut it probably once was, but...
But it's cool.
It's cool. I don't have to pay for the expansion now, because I like playing Destiny, but I'm not going to, like, raid. I wouldn't mind playing the campaign.
I'm kind of the opposite. If I did play Destiny again, it would be because I want to raid, because that was by far my favorite thing I did in Destiny 2.
I agree. It's just I've not been able to make it happen.
Yeah.
We can't get six people.
It's hard. It's hard.
What else?
I mean, Grounded looks fine.
Yeah, it actually looked better than it did the last time we saw it by quite a bit, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought the gunk actually looked kind of neat.
Which one?
The gunk, that, like, platformer, she was sucking up all the black gunk.
I must have been writing. Oh. I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's from the guys who make SteamWorld games.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I thought that looked cool.
Why isn't it SteamWorld
guns? I don't know. Maybe it is, and we just don't know.
SteamWorld
guns. We don't know the tie-ins.
What do you think about Fable? Just tell me. This was what they closed with.
Oh, you mean Shrek 4D remastered?
They pretty much just used that same exact gag.
I saw it coming, too, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, they're just totally gonna
kill. I mean, yeah, Turn 10, you know, made the Horizon games. They proved they can make
Turn
sweet 10, open world.
Playground,
yeah, Turn 10's the other
Turn
10, They make actual Forza. I mixed them up. Playground, yeah. I mean, they make incredible open worlds in the Horizon games, so...
That's almost why I'm excited. Like, I don't have much great love for Fable. Like, I think I had the same opinion on Fable 1 as everyone else. Like, yeah, that
Fable
1
was
okay.
Fine. Fable 2 is pretty good.
Fable 2 is good. I like
Fable
3
was trash.
I don't know if Fable 2 held up. I think I dislike Fable 3 even more than most people. Like, Fable 3 upset me.
Yeah.
Violently. Like, I really disliked Fable 3. But, yeah, you know, let's try that again with a new team. We'll see. Well, I mean, again, there's not... So, like, that's, like... I think that's one of the key differences between this and the Sony show. So, Sony ended with Horizon 2. I think the surprise level was about the same. Both Horizon 2 and Fable, made by Playground, had... Everyone kind of assumed that was coming, right? But Horizon 2, we got to see a good bit of it, really.
It's closer.
Yeah, yeah. We saw gameplay. Fable, we saw... We don't really know
anything about that.
Like, we... The big takeaway is that it's more of like a traditional fantasy and not the kind of industrial revolution fantasy that the series was turning into by the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, we know that it's going to still have some of that, like, you know, humor.
Right. I mean, it's a British studio. What I like is, like, they wanted to make this, apparently. Yeah. Like, they lobbied it to be allowed to make it. So hopefully that means there's some passion behind it.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. But, I mean, that seems like all the big stuff. Was there something?
Phantasy Star Online 2, that, like, I hope that's good, because it sounds almost more like a quasi-sequel.
I wish it was. Just, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Phantasy Star Online 2 is so kind of old and weird. I'd rather
just this is like it's open world, and yeah, hopefully that's better. But honestly, one of the most exciting things is in the pre-show.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? It's got a weird name. Balan Wonderworld.
Yeah.
From Yuji Naka. It looked like Knights-ish.
Yeah, so he left Sega to join Square Enix a bit ago, and this is the way he's working on. It's basically a 3D action platformer. It's more aesthetically Knights than it is gameplay.
Now. Right.
Flying around. But yeah, it has that aesthetic. But yeah, it looks like a really cool 3D action platformer, which I'm always down for. Plus, it's going to have, like, Square Enix, like, music and stuff now, which is always great. Right. So, yeah, why the heck not? One of my other favorite things was from Square Enix is just the fact that Dragon Quest XI.
Yeah,
so
coming to Xbox and Series X,
right?
And
so
PC.
The big thing is like when the game first came out in 2018 here, it was the regular version for PlayStation 4 and PC. Then the deluxe version came for Switch last year, and the deluxe version is much better in a lot of ways. Most importantly, that the music is orchestrated. Like, having played that game with the orchestrated music, then I went back and listened to, like, the final boss fight without that. Wow. Yeah. no bueno. But the problem was, it was Switch, so it's like you're not getting 60 frames per second, all that stuff. So now you have that version coming to the Xbox platforms, and it's also coming to PlayStation 4 and
PC. Well, there is some consternation.
What's that?
On two fronts. Well, for one, it's not like a patch, like you have to buy it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's classic,
like,
Square Enix.
What also is people upset, and I'm sure this doesn't actually matter that much. It is like a port of the Switch version to PlayStation 4. So that means, like, technically the textures are a little lower resolution.
Oh, really?
Like, stuff like but, that.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think you're going to know.
The frame rate will be fine, though.
That was, like, the joke, is, like, it's going to be worse graphics but better music if you rebuy it on PS4. And maybe this will be PS5 as well. We don't know.
Yeah, who knows? And, even they were kind of weird, because they just, in the announcement, they just said Xbox platforms.
Right.
The whole Series X thing is still kind of confusing. Like, people are just already calling it Xbox, but what does that mean? Does that always include Xbox One? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, I mean, that was kind of the bulk. Like I said, it wasn't...
Well, what about Ori?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's coming to Series X with 120 frames per second and some updated audio. I mean, sure. Yeah, give me better Ori.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need much of an excuse to play that again, but...
Oh, this is cool. I sent you guys this. Gareth Cooker, who did the music for Ori, is a co-composer on Halo Infinite.
Oh, nice.
That's actually pretty
good.
Sweet.
He should be.
Yeah, that's I'm for that.
The Ori thing, it was like the one time where they're like, here's what this game looks like on Xbox One, here's what it looks like on Series X.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that looks better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes,
I get
that
it.
Is true. That was, I wonder if those improvements will come to the PC version somehow, too, like the better audio. I mean, you could get the frame rate on PC.
So. Right, so yeah, I don't know. But yeah, just console... That frame rate. Maybe I'll finally work on that Deathless run and get that trophy.
Yeah. When I saw this, I was like, well, now I need a new TV, because I will buy a 120 frame per second 4K TV to play better Ori.
Yeah. Well, even just 60 frames per second constantly is an improvement.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
The other things. Yeah, so sure.
I mean, that's why I just played it on PC, because it ran better and it supported Ultra One, which,
fair enough.
Ooh, that looked good.
I bet.
Ooh,
I
that looked
so
good.
But yeah, so I mean, the show as a whole, I thought it was fine. I don't want to say it did the bare minimum, but, like, it didn't do anything that, like, upset me. It didn't do anything to blow me away, though.
Right. It was like, here's, like, for the next 2 years, you've got a very solid list of games coming from us that you're only playing on Xbox platforms, you know, or PC, which is, like, right. You know, one of their weird messaging things, but whatever, that's fine. As we kind of hinted at, I think this was much more the Game Pass show than anything.
But I think that's weird. I mean, there is a new system still. And like we said, like, we're already talking about how some of these games are not going to be coming out for Xbox One eventually.
Right.
So you want a pretty healthy early adoption and whatnot going forward. And there's still so many questions. Like, we basically know that there's some kind of, like, lower-end new Xbox, that Project Lockhart, that's probably going to get announced next month. So we need to kind of learn more about that thing still, too. But... again, it's these new consoles, they almost seem like weird hard sells. But as I say that, like, I go back and I look at the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One launch titles, right? Like, PlayStation, you know, it was not much. Like, PlayStation 4's big launch sales were Killzone and Knack, right?
Xbox had Rise, Son of Rome, and...
But remember, people were actually excited about Rise because that did look like, this looks better than any Xbox 360 game.
It's a good-looking game.
But that's, we don't have that really this time. Mm-hmm. Again, the closest thing is Ratchet Click, and even that, like, graphically, it's not, like...
No,
insanely better.
What made it impressive was the portal technology in the game.
And I don't think it's like anybody's fault per se.
No, it's just where we are.
It's just how it is. But you have to get people excited. You still have to get people excited.
But here's what I was saying online in the Slack channel and with a bunch of friends. I don't see my gaming habit changing too much into this next gen. I think Xbox will be where I get my third party stuff, and that's where my Game Pass happens. I'll have my PlayStation for the Sony exclusives, and I'll sell my PC, but am I going to buy an $800, 3000 series GeForce card so I can get ray tracing on my PC when probably my Xbox Series X is going to handle that stuff just fine? I don't know. Like, Cyberpunk, I probably might just get it on Xbox.
Maybe. Let's see, my big thing there is, and it's even with Halo, is just mouse and keyboard controls, which, almost seems silly, but, I am willing to, sacrifice some fidelity so I could use mouse and keyboard.
And that's the thing, is you'll have the option. Like if I'm playing the campaign, whatever, give me the controller and my big TD, and then, if we're actually playing Halo Infinite multiplayer, seriously, then I'll jump over to my PC and I'll have that option. And I'm not going to be that worried about ray tracing,
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 3 years from now, I get a 4000 series GeForce card or something, and that's a big enough leap. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm back on PC more. I mean, this is what we missed last gen. Usually it's always that kind of leapfrog of console PC, console PC. The consoles never quite hit the PCs with PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, they kind of came in undertuned, which
is
weird.
Right. So we never had that moment.
Well, I kind of know why, right? At least for Sony, because PlayStation 3 did come in as a quote-unquote beast, and it cost too much, and they lost money.
Right.
So they worked really hard to make PlayStation 4 quote-unquote cheap. So that's why that came under tune. Xbox, I'm not exactly sure. There were so many weird things.
Well, they had the pack and that Kinect.
Yeah, you had to fit the Kinect and the TV antenna or whatever else in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So there are weird things there. I mean, look, I think they're in better shape than the Xbox One was at this point.
Oh, right? Absolutely. They've got their game studios set up. There's still a lot of stuff being worked on that we don't know about, too, which is, I would like to hear a little bit more from the newer studios that, They've been quiet for the last 2 years since they've been bought. I would have thought we had more to tease from them.
I know some people, there's some things they're still going to announce this year. I'm not expecting anything super crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that August event, that's probably going to be price release date and maybe Halo multiplayer.
Yeah.
And some other things. Yeah. Some other third party stuff. That's what I kind of expect from that. Here's what I found. Thanks, Siri.
Thanks, Siri.
Which one did you think was better? Sony, Microsoft.
I mean, I'll give it to Sony because of the Ratchet demo, because I think that was the best demo of anything we saw.
I think the Ratchet demo, it was better. And I think Horizon 2 was a more interesting closing
thing. Well, because it was just more in depth. We saw gameplay of that.
I think some of the middle parts, like Kenna. Like, I really liked Kenna. I don't know if there was a Kenna equivalent.
What's Kenna?
That was the one that kind of looked like a magic girl with stick in a wood.
Oh, with the Pikmin-y things?
Was there Pikmin-y things?
Kind of blobs.
Like cameo. I don't think you're talking. No, I don't know what you're talking about now.
Magic Girl Distic.
Kenna.
Is that the Square Enix one?
No, that was a different one. Okay, well, we're not.
What was the one I'm thinking about that looked like a Pixar movie with the girl with the stick and the magic guys that look like Pikmin?
Maybe that. It sounds like Kenna, except for the magic guys look like Pikmin. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're little dudes. She was directing around.
You say so. I don't remember the little dudes.
Yeah, but that did look awesome.
I feel like we might still be thinking different games, but we can move on.
We'll figure that out later.
We can move on. But yeah, so, I mean, I don't think it was like Sony dunked on Microsoft.
No, by no means. I think they're pretty neck and neck, frankly, which I think is good.
I don't know if I'd say neck and neck. I think there might be a head given to Sony right now, but who knows?
I mean, what I think is going to be the ultimate differentiator between these systems. Well, first of all, who knows? Maybe this DualSense controller is incredible and will change the way we play games.
I mean, that's not going to happen. No. I don't think it's supposed to do that.
No, I don't think so either. But that's the biggest hardware difference. You know, Microsoft on paper is more powerful. Sony has the faster hard drive speeds. Now, what that says to me is for third-party stuff, they're not going to be able to do anything unique to take advantage of that hard drive speed on the PlayStation. Maybe you'll have slightly faster load times, but it's easier to turn up the resolution. So Xbox might win out for third party, but
maybe
you're not going to have a game like Ratchet and Clank necessarily on the Xbox. So like I said, exclusives on Sony, everything else on Xbox, going to probably be
situation. I wonder if there might be so little a difference between the two platforms when it comes to third parties. Maybe not. Maybe we'll be back to like that 360 PlayStation 3 era where you basically wanted every single third-party game on Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. But like even this generation, right, it didn't really matter for a lot of it which one you got them on.
Yeah, I mean, there was always the 1080p versus 900p thing at first. Then it became the 1440p versus 4K with the new systems. Maybe you can make a case early on, but 1440p to 4K, I bet you most people can't tell.
I think it'll probably come down to exclusives, even though there are other things, like obviously Microsoft services are better, and I think...
Yeah, I mean that's really the difference, I keep going back to it,
but... It's a difference, I don't know if it's the difference.
It's a pretty good difference.
It's a big difference, but I mean, that competes with Sony having maybe a better two-year lineup coming ahead. Not in fall, though, because obviously, like...
They have Spider-Man, maybe?
Spider-Man standalone expansion does not beat Halo, right?
Right.
Probably.
And again, like, for Microsoft to say, then you ask, like, how are they going to sell these boxes... It is like, hey, buy the Series X, all these games are going to look better, and they're just part of your subscription. You just have them. Mm-hmm. Even if you started them already, your save and your progress and everything just goes over, and you just get the new, better version. And
it's going to just come down to it's going to come down so much to how the messaging is, really.
Right.
Like, I am at that point. I think this is going to come down to marketing more than anything else.
The funny thing is, I feel like Microsoft's ultimate message is pretty simple. Everything just works everywhere. But they are so worried about people not getting it that they're confusing it by over-explaining it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like they talk so many times about, like, smart delivery and all this stuff. And it's like, just say it works.
Yeah. That's the thing with Sony, man. It's a little easier to understand. Like, there's the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, but then that has its own pile of questions. Is there cross-save stuff and generational sharing? And
I think it's going to lean more on the less so on their part.
Right.
But, like, and again, you know, that's the whole thing is Sony is embracing generations a bit more. Microsoft's being like, generations are kind of over. Maybe I'm just old, but, like, part of me likes hearing that generations are still a thing more. I'm like, that's, like, how I know gaming.
See, just as some, I guess, like, you know, I buy a new iPhone every year. I don't have to rebuy my apps or anything, and... I want my consoles to act that way. I just want everything to work better without me having to, like, start over.
Like, I understand, like, yeah, I mean, I wish there was a happy medium. Like, I understand, like, yeah, all those games should just still work, right? You're absolutely right there. But I still don't like how, like, the controller is the same for the Series X. I feel like the UI is going to look very similar. Like,
that's funny because I, you know, less than a year ago, I bought an Elite 2 controller for $180. I'm glad that's coming with me.
I know, but it's like, you know, just again, like seeing like the PlayStation 5 controller, I'm like, yes, that's different. I know it's, some of it is a little stupid, but that gets me excited in a way that some things with,
well, again, and,
with
and
the Xbox is.
For you and I, because this is our hobby, this is what we do, this is where we spend our dollars, right. We're getting both. So it's cool. Right. It's cool. And I understand we're privileged to be able to kind of draw that conclusion. And for a lot of people, they do have to pick one.
Yeah.
And again, as we go forward, more things are cross-play and cross-progression. You know, it's good to see that barrier is going away. You don't have to be like, well, I want a PlayStation 5, but all my friends have Xbox, so I guess I'll get that and settle. That's becoming less and less of a choice, you know, unless you're playing Halo, I guess. But, you know, you don't have to worry about where your friends are playing Fortnite or Call of Duty anymore like you used to.
What I'm really starting to wonder is what is going on with Nintendo for the rest of this year?
Boy, all the companies affected by COVID, it feels like they just were ground to a halt.
Yeah, like...
In a way that no one else quite... Like, everyone's been affected.
Right.
I feel like Nintendo has just thrown their hands up in the air. It's like, we can't handle this. Like, we're not set up for this.
Yeah, I still can't believe that Paper Mario has been out. And we don't know anything about a release date for any important Nintendo title for the rest of this year.
Yeah.
Like, it was cool that they announced the Shin Megami Tensei stuff. Like,
That was the sweet.
Yeah, like, everybody likes Shin Megami Tensei 3 a lot. I hear a lot of good things about it. So, you know, I want to try it. And I'm sure Shin Megami Tensei 5 will be cool. I didn't actually like Shin Megami Tensei 4 that much, despite, like, spending 90 hours to beat it. I don't remember much of that.
Seems reasonable.
Right? I know. It's bizarre. Like, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, why don't I remember anything from that game? I must have liked it okay, but I have, like, no, like, fondness for it.
Right.
So, like, that tempers my... I don't have much excitement, I guess, for these games. Like Persona.
Mm-hmm.
which sounds kind of fun and like, and Jimmy Kaitensa games are very dreary and kind of bleak and not like in a deep way. Kind of in like a, not in a middle school or just notebook doodles way, but something kind of like that. They're pressing. But, so I don't know, but there's got to, like these Mario games, those better be real at this point. I tell you what.
And is it that hard to throw an announcement trailer together for those? Like,
no, I think it's what you're saying. I think that COVID has disrupted it so much that they're worried about hitting holiday for those like they wanted to. And so, like, they don't want to make a promise right now.
Yeah.
That must be, like, what else could it possibly be?
Yeah.
Why else wouldn't you announce them by now?
Yeah.
So unless, like, they're really concerned about, like, not doing this that close to all this Microsoft and Sony stuff, like, why would they care?
I doubt that. They never cared about that.
Like, who gives a shit? So, I don't know. Something's there. Like, Jeff is very certain, is, like, certain that Pikmin 3 for Switch is, like, done. And they could release it whenever. It's like, well, and, like, maybe they're holding on to that because if Mario doesn't make it, maybe that has to be the holiday.
Wow.
But who knows?
That game, I'm sure, would be fine. But, yeah, that's rough. I mean, Pikmin 3, was that originally a Wii game or just Wii U?
Wii U. That's just Wii U. There was no original Wii Pikmin games. 1 and 2 came for GameCube, and then they got re-released for Game.
Wow. Okay. Jeez.
I'm catching you up on your Pikmin history. Then there was the weird 2D platformer Pikmin.
Oh yeah.
3DS that I don't think anyone liked.
Yeah.
Hey Pikmin. So yeah. I mean, you've been playing Paper Mario, right?
The plan was to play with the girls, and I tried so hard to explain to them, like, this is a game with a lot of reading, so Dad's going to drive, and you guys are going to help me, like, make choices and stuff, and, you know, all for 2 months. Okay, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then as soon as the game comes out, okay, Dad, can I have the control? Like, no, because you have to, like, read menus and do RPG battles, and so, yeah, we haven't been playing a lot of it. I just got to town.
Do you want to, like, are you just going to play it yourself?
I'm going to eventually, yeah, because I did try letting him play it independently the one night, and it was a shit show.
Imagine that.
A lot of fighting over who was playing.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's very charming. It feels like the last two kind of were missing that little bit of soul that you got from, like, you know, I go back to, like, the original Mario and Luigi and stuff like that, and this seems to have a little more of that. It's just, you know, I do these battles now, and it's like, oh, these are cool. But I'm not really getting much. You're like, here, how you get confetti? I'm like, confetti's everywhere. Who gives a shit? Why is confetti even limited? It's like extra lives in New Super Mario Brothers. Who cares? Who cares? You know, you get some coins. I don't know. Maybe those would be worthwhile eventually.
Like, I hear you get a lot of coins
too. All they had to do was just give you experience and levels, and it would have been fine. Like, I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and like they even say, they're like, oh, you know, we want this to be a family game. Like, look, man. I played Super Mario RPG when I was, like, what, 10? I'll figure it out.
I don't know. It's
like, it's a good game that could have been great.
Yeah. What's even weirder to me is just, like, this whole, there's this mandate now where it's, like, you look at the Paper Mario games and, like, the earlier Luigi's Mansion game, like, you go into, like, a town, it's, like, here's, like, 50 different, let me make it, like, maybe, like, 20 different looking Goombas. Like, this Goomba's got lipstick, and this Goomba's, like, wearing a sailor hat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, not allowed anymore. You can't have, like, these...
Right.
Like, it's just Goombas. Yeah. And it's just Toads.
Yeah.
And it's just bizarre. You can't even have, like, original characters that much. I mean, except for the origami ones in this one. I don't know. Just, when I look at the screenshots, I see, like, a beautiful world populated by nothing but the most basic Mario characters. Mm. And I'm just like, that's
and
weird.
And it's funny because, you know, like, you know, complain about a lot of Nintendo games is like, oh, they're so slow in the beginning because it's all this hand holding for kids. Like, during all the tutorializing in the beginning, my kids were bored. They're like, Dad, can you just go?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd love to, believe me.
Yeah.
But Nintendo thinks you need to learn this.
Yeah, I remember.
They're like, we get it. You jump on stuff.
Remember, it was Mario and Luigi, like, 4, the Dream Team one. That was one where, like, I just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, and it's like, this is the fourth game, we know!
It was, like, 5 hours in. It's like, every time you went somewhere, there would be, like, some new, like, puzzle or something to solve in that area, and it would get explained to me ad nauseam. I was just like, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
I don't, please, no.
Like, why am I playing this game? You're just telling me what to do.
Right, you're killing me. It's weird, because they've been getting better about that, like especially with, like, Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey. Mm, like,
and
the
then this feels like a step back.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's that bit with, you know, I'll be vague, I guess, but there's, like, a thing with a tree, and there's, like, some music that happens. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
I like this.
No, it sounds like there's a lot of, like, really neat, fun parts.
Yeah.
So, I just don't know if I can pull the trigger myself. I'm still a little bitter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you should.
Yeah, see, I just, you have
so many other things you play. It's not your star for anything to play right now. Like,
I do. I have plenty of things I still like want to get to.
Right.
Like, I still have like the Grandia collection on my Switch. I kind of want to play Grandia 1 and Grandia 2.
I think you should skip it for now.
I am going to.
Someday, maybe pick it up when you have a lull. If you ever have a lull.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of almost more interested in finally checking out the Captain Toad. I don't know. Maybe that's before this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not. Captain Toad did come out on Switch. It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Weird. That's again, like, I understand the 3D Mario remakes. Maybe that's a lot of work. Are they really not going to have Mario 3D World on the Switch by this year?
Right?
Like, come on.
Just a port of a Wii U game with 1080p. Like, you don't need to do too much more to it.
Get rid of the touchscreen things. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
on. It's all weird. It is, like, you know, New Super Mario Brother, or Mario Maker, rather. Like, it's clear there was supposed to be so much more to that post-launch, and they just, like, stopped.
Well, that one, elite, like, that one didn't sell that well. Like, and by that, I mean, like, it sold a few million copies instead of, like, 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. But their whole year, it's just, like, they're really, the only first-party big releases I can think of are Animal Crossing, which was huge. That's big. Then Xenoblade Chronicles, like, 1 remake, which, a bit more niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Paper Mario, which, you know, it's a Mario game, but still, as far as Mario games go, a bit more on the niche side. So, and it's like, that's it? 3 for halfway through this year? Over that? Especially when, you know, the Switch, unlike, you know, with Wii U or, like, in the Wii era, like, it doesn't, Nintendo isn't, like, splitting up resources between two consoles. There's no
portable, right? There is no 3DS.
And I kind of thought the point of that was, like, oh, we'll get twice as many games now.
Right. I mean, it does feel like they're suffering from that thing that I was kind of worried about, where it feels like they kind of hit everything really early.
Well, they played a lot of cards, but you can still do things like the Link's Awakening remake, right? Like, that's like, oh, that's happening. Even still, like, that, we don't have a Mario Golf game yet on the Switch.
You know, where's the F-Zero game?
Right, yeah, we say that. I'm like, yeah, just making
F-Zero. Make a new Pilot Wings. I don't know.
Heck,
actually make Metroid Prime 4.
Metroid Prime? Yeah, wow. Isn't it kind of time for a new...
Oh, can we talk real funny how that was, where before that direct, they're like, a third-party studio working with an established IP.
That wasn't even a direct.
Whatever
that
was.
That wasn't the direct. That was like a thing like a few days before that. Yeah. They're like,
but like,
they're showing off Paper Mario.
But immediately everyone was like, oh, like, I bet it's a 2D Metroid. Or maybe it's like another new Zelda. And like, you could tell Nintendo social media is like, oh, fuck, what have we done? It's not a Nintendo property. Okay, well, that's not as exciting. Then, like, the new Bakugan, everyone's just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, where was Bakugan on anything this week? What the hell?
Yeah, right?
Not right.
That was funny. What else have you been playing? Are you allowed? Yeah. You had your preview go up for Crash 4.
That's true, I did, that's right. What am I thinking? I forgot. I played Crash 4. One of the few people in the world probably have. I should talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, this can't go up now until 8 a.m. on Friday, to be sure, clear now, because, yeah, that's when the embargo...
8 a.m. on Friday, I can do that.
Yeah, so... time zones, 11 a.m. for us.
Oh, 11, okay.
Excuse me, I'm glad I clarified that.
Yes, yes.
I don't want
Sony coming after the Exploding Barrel podcast.
Activision Blizzard,
Excuse me.
But I got to play... I got to download a demo that has 3 levels of that. Super fun! What's interesting, I was even playing just the Insane Trilogy just a little bit ago, and I think Crash 4 actually looks better, runs better. I think, you know, I don't have a frame rate counter, but Crash 4 feels like 60 frames per second, whereas Insane Trilogy is more 30 on PlayStation 4 anyways. The levels are, like, kind of really kind of inventive and cool. Like, the one is this zombie ice fishing village. Mm-hmm. The other one's, like, the prehistoric era. And, like, you know, it's, like, the top of, like...
Well, time travel's a big thing in this,
right? Time travel's a big thing in this one. Like, you're on the top of, like, of the theropods kind of head, you know, like the long necks, I guess.
The brontosaurus, Mike.
The
scientifically accurate brontosaurus.
Yeah. There's, like, the chase sequence where T-Rex is chasing you. And it's cool because, like, you know, it's a classic chase sequence, but it's so much more... Like the T-Rex chasing you isn't just kind of running down a corridor. He's, like, kind of stumbling along and, like,
he's a little jumping. More animated. Yeah,
the animation's great. And so this was Toys for Bobs who did the Spyro remakes. And, like, the big thing that impressed me there was the animation. Like, my favorite thing about the Spyro 1 remake was how they took all those dragons
and made them all unique and cool.
They were all unique models. And they all had incredible animation. Like, I still think about that a lot. Like, that is insane how good that stuff was. And, like, a lot of that personality is being thrown here. But, like, you know, the masks, they give you these, like, these temporary abilities. Like, the one that slows down time for a little bit. So it's like, oh, there's platforms coming down a waterfall. They're too fast.
Kind of Prince of Persia-y in a way.
You know, a lot of it stuff, like, the other one's, like, a phase thing where it's, like, there's, like, kind of two layers of, like, items in the world. And you, like, you push the button and it, like, switches in and out between those.
Like an on-off switch
kind of thing. Yeah, and, like, this isn't anything we haven't seen in 3D platforms before. But it adds a bit of variety to the big thing is that, like, you can sometimes play as Neo Cortex in these sort of, like, optional levels. And he has a very different moveset where you can, like, do a dash. You can, like, you have a ray gun and it turns enemies into platforms or bouncy platforms. And that's kind of how the movement works there. But, I mean, it seems really fun so far. I'm really impressed. Seems super good. Plus, it has a retro mode, which is, like, typical. You have lives. If you run out of lives, it's game over, and you have to start a level over from the beginning as opposed to a checkpoint. There's also just a modern mode where there just aren't lives.
That's good.
Which is kind of nice.
That's good.
And, like, you still, like, so you still want to collect Wumpa Fruit because you don't collect them just so you get extra lives, but it's like at the end of a level, you get, like, an extra gem or something if you got all the Wumpa
Fruit. Okay.
Kind of like you do in the other Crash games for getting all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I think the box thing is still there, but I was like, did you get boxes? Did you get Wumpa Fruit? Did you do it without that?
That's what I was going to think about the Crash. You get to the end of the level, it's like, oh, you beat the level, but.
It's like beating
you
Sonic.
You do so good.
It's like beating Sonic without getting the Chaos Emeralds, right?
Right, but on every level.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Reminding you of your failures a little bit each time. But yeah, I'm into it. I'm really excited. October 2nd. They have not said anything about next-gen versions of that game, but you have to imagine.
Yeah, all right.
Something. But no, I'm pretty into that. I'm all for that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
I hit the season pass level cap on Dauntless. Days to spare, as I usually do.
You stopped inviting me to play with you.
Oh, well, you want to play Dauntless?
Wow, rude.
I did that, and Elder Scrolls Online just started a new event today. This is the first time, like, an event's going on since I've been, like, seriously playing the game. But basically, it's in Somerset, which is kind of cool. Like, they pull you in, like, old areas, and you're trying to get, like, a new mount and stuff like that. So I'll be working on that for the next, I think, 2 weeks it goes on.
I always thought Somerset would be one of the games eventually.
I mean, the zone is gorgeous because like it's so funny, like, you know, as someone who loves, you know, Morrowind, Oblivion and Skyrim, like, oh my god, Elder Scrolls Online, go anywhere, go to Alakir Desert, go to Somerset, where have I been playing? The Rift, Solitude, Morrowind. Like, those are all the zones I've played so far in that game.
That's funny. We still don't know where 6 is gonna be.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
they didn't say, but everyone deduced it's Hammerfell.
It looks like Hammerfell because of the mountains.
No, they literally were able to take the geography from that CG thing and, like, line it up to a map or something.
But isn't Hammerfell actually kind of small? Wouldn't it be Hammerfell in that other smaller country next to it?
It could be, yeah.
Which I forget the name of, but I don't know.
Whatever, that game's coming out in, like, 10 years of this,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that Avowed is going to come out first, for sure.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just got announced today, guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming out first. I don't know why, I don't know why Bethesda is making that sci-fi game. It seems like it's in the way.
I do, but it seems like they should have made Fallout 76. Like, well,
they should have.
That's what I don't get. It's like, you know, we waited all that time for, like, Fallout 4 to come out cool. And, like, somehow Fallout 76 came out, like, a year later, and it was, like...
It certainly looked like it, didn't it?
But then it's, like... But then, like, their next thing after that is, like... Like, even... What's the space thing called? I don't remember.
Starlink.
No, that's... Starlink's the spaceship game.
Stardust. It's something like that. It's not a great name.
But, like...
Starfield,
that's it.
Is that it?
But that's not even close.
That's not even close. And I feel like Elder Scrolls should have been before Starfield.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But that's the thing. Like, I'm all for, like, let's do a new IP. But not when your new IP is just sci-fi. Like, that's the thing. That's what it is. It's just the sci-fi game. We haven't seen this. I don't know. That's a whole nother rant. Anyways, new systems coming out. Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo don't know what they're doing. Interesting times. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, today felt like an E3 a little bit.
I mean, it did feel like an E3 show, yeah, it did. All right, well, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on our social medias. You can find the podcast wherever you find podcasts. Also, check out 90s Disney. We're going to be doing an episode of that in about a week or so, about the Chippendale Rescue Rangers. So, it's going to be exciting. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.